It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Well, 3 years ago today, Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Hillary Clinton were deemed the winners of the Iowa caucuses. And 1 year from Sunday, Democrats will go to the caucuses again and select somebody they want to run against President Trump in 2020. There's a lot of campaign time between now and then. And with me this morning is Brianne Fonensteel. She's chief politics reporter with the Des Moines Register. Good morning.
Hi, Clay.
There's been a flurry of activity that you've been reporting on this week of behind the scenes in the state, candidates trying to gobble up as much talent as they can here in Iowa. What are you seeing and what does this say about where we are in this cycle so far?
I think what this says about where we are right now is that campaigns behind the scenes are really all out. They have to get organized before they can start making their case to voters. They have to create the infrastructure of a campaign. They have to have the people to run these things and make the decisions. And so they are recruiting pretty aggressively on the ground, trying to get these top-level staffers onto their side. You know, Iowa is a relatively small state, and so there's a pretty small pool of talent, generally speaking, who have the kind of high-level experience that these campaigns are really looking for. So they're being really aggressive in trying to bring these people onto their sides.
And there have been three senators who have really been dominating the headlines of campaigning here in the state. We're thinking of Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, and Kamala Harris from California. Do their Iowa hires tell you anything about the kind of campaigns they'll be running?
Well, Elizabeth Warren was the first to kind of roll out her big Iowa team, the big names from her Iowa team. She hired several high-profile staffers here. And so what that really said to people is that she's serious about Iowa, that she really is committed in finding top talent and finding people who know the state well. And I think that was really reflected in her first visit out to the state. It was very well run, very efficient, showed a good knowledge of the state and of the types of things that these candidates should do when they're here. If you look at Kamala Harris, she's hired up a lot of Hillary Clinton alumni. So I think that might tell you a little bit about where she's coming from and possibly what we could be seeing from her in the future.
And speaking of other candidates, I mean, we could spend an entire segment running down all the different potential candidates. There was an Iowa poll published not too long ago in the Des Moines Register that showed Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders doing really well. Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio is in the state. Is there anybody that's potentially going to be running that is not making Iowa hires right now that stands out to you?
Well, one campaign that has been in the news a little bit is Tulsi Gabbard. She's a U.S. representative from Hawaii, and she announced an exploratory committee and is set to have, her big rollout, and hasn't been in the state at all, which has really raised some eyebrows, hasn't, you know, made inroads here. One of her top people who does have Iowa experience, her name is Rania Batrice, Politico reported that she's leaving the campaign. So that's one where I think people are waiting to hear from her, waiting to see what's going on.
And former Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona this week, made some headlines saying he would not run as a Republican against Donald Trump in 2020. Are there any indications that Donald Trump will have any kind of a challenge in Iowa during the caucus cycle?
You know, we haven't seen major inroads yet, but there's a lot of buzz around Governor Larry Hogan from Maryland. He is someone who has kind of upped his rhetoric against the president and has people talking. And so he is part of the National Governors Association and will be in Iowa later in a month or so. And so I think people are looking to see what he does when he gets here. You know, is he holding meetings? Is he talking with people? What kind of groundwork is he going to be laying for, a potential challenge?
But there is still quite a bit of support for President Donald Trump within the Republican Party here in Iowa, is there not?
Absolutely. So the last time that we did our Iowa poll was in December. And what that showed was broad support among Iowa Republicans for the president. And what they told us is, you know what, we're the first in the nation caucus state. We want people to come in. Please, if you have challengers, come to Iowa. We want to hear from you, but we're probably going to vote for the president.
All right, Brianne, thank you.
Thanks so much, Clay.